your normal life, and to learn and worship and be still in the presence of God alongside thousands of others. And as you go, I ask you this question. Will you encourage and challenge one another? Will you represent Christ in our congregation with grace and with open hearts? Will you listen to all that God will teach you? If so, say together, yes, with the help of God. And for our leaders, our adult leaders, your guidance is a blessing, and you've supported and taught and cared for these young people already. In Christian love, we ask you to listen to them, to give them wise guidance, and to remind them of their identity in Christ. We pray that you also would grow in your understanding of your faith and your joy in sharing it with these young people. And as you walk with them at the gathering, will you continue to nurture their faith, celebrate with them, and point them to Christ at all times? If so, say yes with the help of God. In congregation, parents, families, your support has brought this group to this point. Will you continue to lift them up in your prayers, asking God to fill them with endurance and wisdom and joy? If so, say yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, you've called these youth and adults by name. You've made them your own in their baptisms, and as they travel to New Orleans, bless their journey. Guard their hearts and strengthen them in their identity in you. When they grow weary, lift their eyes to Jesus. When they're overwhelmed, surround them with your peace. When they sin and make mistakes, offer them your forgiveness. When they celebrate, let their joy overflow from hearts that are grounded in you. And let them return with stories of your faithfulness and with hearts renewed for service. May this gathering be a moment of transformation, connection, and grace that encourages them to be disciples of Jesus for life. And so we entrust each of them to you, Lord, confident that you who began a good work in them will carry it on to completion in Jesus Christ. In his strong and saving name, we pray. Amen. And so may this 2025 youth gathering be a life-shaping journey. When you feel weak, may you remember the strength of your Savior. When you feel alone, may you recall the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds you. When you grow tired, may you rest in the promise that Christ endured for you. May God bless you all with open eyes, listening hearts, and enduring faith. So go in the name of our Lord and God who calls you to endure, the Father who created us, the Son who endured the cross for us, and the Holy Spirit who strengthens us to run this race. Amen. And may we all receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Let's all just extend a round of applause for these kids and these leaders who are taking the time to go. Should I make you stand up in front of people for longer? You can go back to your seats. Well, we are so very excited for them, and we will be lifting them up in our prayers. As I mentioned, they'll be traveling on either end of these dates, but the gathering begins on Friday and ends on Wednesday. Many miles will be traveled and hours spent together with them, and they will be lifted up in our prayers. A couple other things for today's announcements. In your bulletin, you should have had loose in the bulletin a work list for the upcoming Winchester Area Volunteer Fire Department Fish Fry. That will be taking place again on the fourth Saturday of July, and if your name is in there, please do make sure that you're there at the time to volunteer and help out. We also have a flyer on the back of the bulletin that you could tear off and put up on your fridge reminding you about the day. The Education Building Renovation Fund raising efforts are continuing. We'll talk about that more in subsequent weeks. And the last thing I want to mention today is that, as you saw from an email earlier in the week, today our congregation is going to be collecting a door offering for the flood victims in Kerr County and the surrounding areas. The donations that we have already sent from the church budget and that will be sent from our offerings today are going to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. They're a local foundation that's been there long before this flood, but has set up a special fund by which they can vet the organizations that need funding and make sure that it gets to the places that are going to help most in the community that they know so well. So on the way out of church, Roger will be in the back with a basket, and anything that goes there will be passed along to them as soon as possible to aid and assist. We have any other announcements today? Yeah, Sherry.
In regards to
That's right. Friday morning, you can bring your items down to the park, or Saturday morning. It is very helpful for the folks doing the auction that if it's all the same to you, if you can get those items to them Friday rather than Saturday, it helps a lot with the workflow, but we can receive them Saturday too. All right, I don't see any other hands, so we will close with number 559. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.